Part A. Welcome, listeners. I'm your host, Owen Lewis, and my guest today is Dr. Kate Peters, who is here to discuss two pioneering women in medicine, the Blackwell sisters. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, I'm Kate Peters from the Institute of Modern History. I'm honored to be here.
To start with, could you tell us briefly about Elizabeth and Emily Blackwell?
Sure. You may have already heard of Elizabeth Blackwell. She was the first woman to receive a medical degree in America in 1849. She then convinced her younger sister, Emily, to do the same, and Emily received her medical degree 5 years later in 1854.
How did you become interested in studying the careers of Elizabeth and Emily Blackwell?
When I was doing research on people's lives in the 19th century, I happened to come across some of the Blackwell sisters' letters, and they fascinated me.
What is it like to study the lives of two women who lived more than 100 years ago? You can't interview them, so what kind of sources did you use to get to know the Blackwell sisters?
The Blackwell sisters often wrote to their family members and friends, so there are hundreds of letters available, as well as their publications and private journals. I enjoyed reading all the letters, and they told me a lot.
Were you able to find out what inspired Elizabeth to get into medicine at a time when women weren't allowed to?
Yes. She was initially uninterested in a career in medicine and became a schoolteacher, which was accepted as a profession for women in those days. But she soon began to feel that she was not cut out to be a teacher. It was during this time that she was greatly inspired to pursue medicine when a dying friend said, "I wouldn't have suffered so much if a female doctor could have cared for me." Then, in 1845, at age 24, she made up her mind to be a doctor.
The mid-19th century was a very difficult time for women. What were the obstacles Elizabeth faced in pursuing her career in medicine?
First of all, the very idea that a woman would want a medical degree was considered almost crazy. At that time, women could only be midwives who assisted mothers during childbirth. It was impossible to imagine that a woman could become a doctor. Nevertheless, while teaching at school, Elizabeth Blackwell studied medicine privately with two sympathetic physicians, and she began seeking admission to a medical school.
How difficult was it for her to get into medical school?
It wasn't easy, of course. All the leading schools rejected her application. However, Geneva Medical College, a small medical school in rural New York, admitted her in 1847.
What a forward-looking school!
Actually, not really. She got in by accident. The professors thought that their male students would never accept her admission, so allowed the students to vote on it. If even one student voted no, Blackwell wouldn't get in. But all the 150 male students voted yes as a joke.
That's an incredible story. I can't wait to hear more after the short break.